Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Love listening to the people who do that. Even if they don't, you know, drop any pearls of wisdom on us. He had some interesting thoughts on Deshaun Watson. Expectation is apparently that, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I have the expectation after listening to him that he'll be ready for the start of the season. And he's being a little more cautious. That both are okay. The beauty of it to me, they're so well covered at quarterback, it's ridiculous. Because I personally have always been a Jameis Winston fan. I know he's been erratic at times. I like Jameis. I think he's a good NFL quarterback. I've always thought that Jameis Winston was just waiting. I'm stunned that he went to New Orleans and it didn't work out. I thought he would end up in New Orleans and do really, really well. And instead, it didn't work. He got injured, which didn't help things. And then they bring in Derek Carr. And so that didn't help him there. This isn't the situation where he's going to be the man, Andy, unless something drastically bad happens to Deshaun Watson, which we don't hope happens, obviously. You hope Deshaun ends up being just fine. And if that's the case, okay, great. Then Jameis is under contract and needs your insurance policy and maybe setting himself up for another go-round. So we'll see. Nick Chubb is project, would you say project number two here in the offseason? Deshaun's clearly the guy that's got to be right.
Yeah,
And I think Deshaun has to be right. If Nick becomes right, it's an absolute bonus. Here's what Andrew Berry had to say about his star running back and, of course, the restructured contract and everything else that went along with it.
Okay, he's running. I mean, he's running on land.
On land.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is stunning to me.
That he's been able to run on land?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder about
the injury.
Yeah, I also wonder at what percentage he's running on land. Is he jogging on land? Is he?
Andy, if he's walking without crutches on land, period, and now running? I mean, that was. I know it was a long time ago. It was early in the season.
When he smashed the guitar, did he have crutches then?
I don't believe so.
I don't think he did either.
Had a Batman mask on.
That's true. So, I don't know, man. He is. I would not be surprised by anything. I hope he is back for the first game of the season.
That'd be unbelievable. But I don't expect it.
I'm not expecting it. No. You got to give him time and you got to let him rehab. And it's the same thing for Deshaun, right? You got to make sure that both those guys are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't put them on the field before they're healthy. Please don't do that to the team.
You haven't really commented on my notion. I think something happens draft day, not first round. But I would think that something with those second and third round picks, they just don't draft 54 and 85. I think that's the most unlikely thing to happen. I would think that they move up or move down from one of those picks. And don't ask me why I feel that way. It just seems like Andrew Berry's had a lot of time sit around and think about what he's had to do with a second and a third round pick.
Look at the last 2 years, Jeff. Look at him. 2 third round picks, 2 fourth round picks, 2 fifth round picks last year, 2 years ago, 3 third round picks, 2 fourth round picks, 1 fifth, 1 sixth, 2 partridges in a pear tree, 7 rounders in 22. So why wouldn't you believe that they're going to make? They are going to. They'll do something.
You think something will happen?
I think they'll do something. The question is how drastic is it going to be? If you're going to try to come back in the second round, do they have enough picks to try to come back and have a second round pick?
Yeah, but not this year.
What are you giving up for that?
You get your first rounder back next year.
I'm not trading my first round pick.
No,
next year.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm not trading it either. But you will have a first rounder next year. Let's just say there's somebody in the first round, that they really like. You think you could trade 2 number 2s and go up and get the 31st pick in the draft? That's the type of thing I'm wondering if it happens. I'd be stunned if they trade into the first round. But I could clearly see, instead of 54, let's say there's somebody sitting there at 38 that they really like. Trade 54 and trade next year's second round pick. Something like that.
Which, if you are what you think you're going to be, is going to be a late second round pick. You're hoping to give them basically a third rounder instead of a second rounder. I'm just being.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And you're also hoping that your first round pick next year is going to be late in the draft.
Well, yes, you certainly are. And your roster is built in such a way that you would think that's quite possible.
I'm just trying to think of, a scenario. And where they – one, I don't think they're – we joked about it, drafting a quarterback. There's also a part of me, the scenario is, in the back of their minds, as much as they did on defense, they brought in 2 more starters, right, in Hicks and Bush. We feel great about our defense.
Well, we assume they're going to start.
Yeah. I'll assume that for the sake of this argument, we will. We feel good about our ends, Za'Darius Smith, Myles Garrett, 00, Alex Wright. Like, we're comfortable with them, but yet it was brought up to me this morning, and I'm like, you know what? How can I be so confident in this defense when they surrendered 45 points to Houston in the playoff game last year? How can you be so confident? How can you feel like this defense is going to be one of the best defenses in the NFL when they had a chance to show everybody what they're really all about and didn't against Houston?
And had issues on the road. Even before you got there.
Yeah, so maybe that second round pick needs to be on the defense.
Well, you know why? Because you had a really highly statistically ranked team defensively. And you expect that to be the case again. Here's the problem that
we know what we saw out of the defensive ends. I can't okay, but there's no stat that's gonna tell me they weren't good. They were good.
Here's the problem with defenses today. The entire game is designed rule wise to favor the offense. The days of the Chicago Bears shutting teams down, giving up 9 points a game, those days are gone.
So what is shutting teams down in the NFL? Less than 25 now? Is it less than 20?
You mean a point total?
Yes.
I would think if your team can win a football game by scoring 24 points, your defense is pretty dang good. You could give up 3 touchdowns a game. And you're pretty dang good. And I say that just because that's the way the game is designed now. You're passing like crazy. You're not allowed to hit receivers. You're not allowed to hit quarterbacks. Only thing you're allowed to hit is a running back.
I'm looking through some of the Chiefs scores right now. What did the Chiefs give up?
They didn't have a great year, at least until later.
The Jags scored 9 points. The Jets scored 20.
And their
the
defense
Broncos
was,
scored 8. But, there were a lot of games where
their defense was very good. Their offense wasn't as good.
So what
their
is
defense did a great job.
What are you expecting from the Browns defense next year? And do they need to get help at the draft when I'm looking at a team
They signed free agents. Well, you don't have the assets to make major contributions in the draft. Unless you go for that, instead of taking a shotgun and drafting 3, 4, 5 guys that you think you can throw onto the defense, it's going to be a rifle targeted shot this year where we want that guy, we're trading up for him. Whoop, nobody's there, we're trading down. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I'm just looking at Kansas City's losses, and I mean, they first of all, they never gave up 30, and everything, the games they lost were around 20.
Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter. We'll talk to Daryl coming up at noon. Guardians played a very fast game yesterday. In this case, that wasn't good. We'll tell you why for a number of reasons next on Baskin and Phelps.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.